NY City Council unlikely to seek further action against Bally's casino project. New York City Council Democrats are expected to take no further action to challenge Mayor Eric Adams' recent veto regarding Bally's proposed casino project at Ferry Point Park in the Bronx. Multiple individuals familiar with internal deliberations have indicated that the council is unlikely to organize a veto override, effectively allowing the mayor's decision to stand. The veto, issued last week, nullified the council's earlier rejection of a necessary land use permit that Bally's must secure to remain eligible for a state-issued downstate gaming license. During a recent private meeting, Democratic members of the city council reportedly determined that there was insufficient time and political momentum to attempt an override. The deadline to respond to the mayor's veto is set for early next week, leaving minimal opportunity for mobilizing the procedural steps required. Participants in the discussion acknowledged that the logistics of assembling the council for a formal vote during the summer recess added a further complication to any override effort. Mayor Adams defended his decision by arguing that Bally's should be allowed to continue in the statewide selection process for one of three available downstate casino licenses. The mayor's position has drawn scrutiny due to Bally's past association with two of his close political advisors. These advisors had previously engaged in consulting work for the casino operator, raising questions among critics about the impartiality of the administration's stance on the issue. Council Speaker Adrian Adams has not publicly addressed the internal discussions surrounding the veto. However, Benjamin Fang Estrada, a spokesperson for the council, commented that any lobbying in favor of casino license applicants was entirely the mayor's initiative. Despite widespread criticism from council members following the veto, internal sentiment indicates little appetite for escalating the matter into a contentious political battle, especially given that the state ultimately holds authority over awarding the licenses. The timing of the veto has also played a role in reducing the likelihood of an override. Many council members are currently out of the city for the summer, limiting the body's ability to respond in an organized and timely manner. As a result, Bally's remains a contender for the gaming license despite earlier opposition from the council regarding land use at the proposed site. Competing Coney Island proposal seeks public backing. Elsewhere in the city, a competing casino proposal in Coney Island has made progress. On July 30, the development consortium behind the Coney Island Casino Plan held its first Community Advisory Committee, CAC, meeting. The event gave the public a detailed look at the project, which is backed by Global Gaming Solutions of the Chickasaw Nation, Legends Hospitality, Saratoga Casino Holdings, and Thor Equities. The team presented their casino bid as a community-focused revitalization effort, complete with a promotional video highlighting Coney Island's heritage as a historic entertainment destination. The proposed site, located at Surf and Stillwell Avenues, would include a casino as part of a broader entertainment and hospitality complex. Developers indicated that the gaming area would occupy approximately 25% of the total space, with the remainder devoted to public amenities and attractions designed to serve both tourists and local residents year-round. However, some members of the advisory committee expressed skepticism about whether the proposed project would deliver tangible benefits to the local community. Their feedback will be a significant consideration as the project seeks to secure a position in the state's competitive licensing process.